following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to Tuesday. It is July and middle of July. So, it's warm out there. It's great. It is a good summer. Even amongst everything that we're dealing with, it's still been a pretty nice time this summer with the different things that the church has been doing. We've been doing outdoor services on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, and we just took a few families to a very small but a wonderful intimate family camp that we had, and we are looking at maybe doing some more of those. So be on the lookout for family camp opportunities coming up here pretty soon. We're going to be doing a lot of our planning for August and the early part of the fall this week. So please be praying for our teams as we try to start really carving out some fun activities and some fun things that we can do that just add to really like all the things that we do here at the church, which is the Wednesdays and the Sundays and the daily devotionals and everything. So yeah, be praying for us on that as we are continuing to pray for you always. Hey, on Tuesdays, we want to take this time and we want to be talking about Christian living. Now, last week, me and my wife, we talked about the importance of getting out into nature and actually being in God's creation as you're studying your Bible. And that's very important. And why is that important? Well, that's important because nature is very much the picture book of the Bible. And when you live in an area like many of us do, where there's freeways and cars and skyscrapers and noise and all of that, it's good to read your Bible, but reading the scriptures actually in an environment where it's silent and it's quiet, and you read the words of Christ when he talks about the birds, or he talks about the grass, he talks about the flowers, he talks about trees. You read David in the Psalms where he's talking about the heavens and you're actually looking up at stars. When you are actually in an environment that reflects the very words that you're reading in your Bible, it really kind of brings a whole nother dimension of understanding when you read those things. And I think God, you know, chose the right time in history to be putting all of that stuff down so that all of the examples that we read in scripture are natural examples, right? Because then thousands of years later, what have we done? We've kind of built buildings and cars and we've changed our lives all around. And our lives don't really reflect a lot of the words that are in the Bible anymore. We can read some of those things and they look like fantasy worlds to us. And in reality, it's like we kind of actually live in the fantasy world with all the constructed things around us. So anyway, that's what we talked about last week. You know what? Today we're going to talk about the idea of Christian doing and Christian being, and the difference between doing things as a Christian and being someone as a Christian. And as we talk about this today, I just want to read this verse to you. It's Colossians 1:9, and it says this: "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives." Now, that's a very important part to understand. Some of your Bibles may have it translated where it says through all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is very important to consider, is the idea that it is by God's Spirit that wisdom and understanding is given to us, because the Christian faith is not just a textual academic study. It's a life that walks by God's Spirit. It's a spiritual faith, and we need to remember that constantly, especially if we've kind of disconnected from that a little bit and we've turned the Bible into too much of a textbook, right? Jesus would say that we need to worship in truth, but also in spirit. We need to worship in spirit and in truth. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the difference between the Christian doing things as a Christian and Christian being somebody or walking by the Spirit of God and actually living by God's Spirit. So what is Christian doing, and what are things that Christians do, I guess would be the best way to say it. And I would say that, you know, if I went back and I thought about when I started walking with the Lord, because this is where all this kind of idea begins, you start walking with the Lord, you start to come into an understanding of who God is and who Christ is and what he did for you, and you fully accept who he is, you receive him, you turn from the things that you have done that you know that are wrong, and you ask for forgiveness. And then you want to grow spiritually in your life with the Lord. You want to grow, and you want to get to know God deeper. And so what do? You get involved in a weekly Bible study, right? Or you attend a church every single week, which is a great thing to do. Maybe you pick up a devotional book and you start reading that devotional book every single day. And that's a spiritual practice that you make sure that you don't break. So you go to church every week, you read your devotion every single day, and then you participate maybe in a deeper weekly Bible study with a group of women or a group of men, and you start diving deeper into the Word and you start to understand it more. Then you maybe start to partake of monthly traditions, like you start to take communion every single month, or you participate in that spiritual practice, which is great. And then, of course, like many of us, you observe the Christian traditions of Christmas, and then you have Easter, and you have Good Friday, and you have the Christian traditions. And by doing all these things, what you end up doing is you start to kind of paint this picture of you're a Christian because you go to church, because you do a devotional, because you participate in a weekly Bible study, because you take communion every single month, or you participate in that monthly tradition, or you celebrate all of the Christian holidays. And those things that you do all the things that Christians do. And so that makes you a believer of Jesus and you're a Christian. But there is a hidden danger if that is your approach to following Jesus, and if that's your main approach to following Jesus. Let me explain. I'm a visual guy. I like visuals a lot. It's just the way that I think. So I brought these little things with me today, these little cards right here, and I thought this could be a way to kind of hopefully illustrate the point that I'm getting at. Let's pretend that each one of these cards represent one of those Christian things that you do. So this is going to church, okay? So you go to church. Then you do your weekly devotional or your Bible study, right? And you do that, or your Devo. And then you do your Bible study. So you go to church, Bible study, weekly devotional. You observe a monthly tradition like communion, and you partake of that every single month, and then you observe the annual celebrations of the Christian faith, right? And you have, here's your little deck of cards right here, and this represents your life, and you do these things. Well, here's the danger. It's because along with the things that we do, if we approach, you know, following Jesus as doing things, mainly as doing things, we may also approach the other parts of our life, the things that we do that are like this, things that aren't so colorful, I guess, in a way, things that are nasty or dark, right? So we can do all these things, but as we do those things in our life, behind each one of those things, we hide those conversations that we shouldn't have. Maybe those conversations of gossip about other people, and we hide that behind our going and our doing our devotionals. And then maybe we have those other things in our life where we start talking really nasty about people. And we can observe Christmas, but we can still talk really bad about other people. Oh, here's a big one. Maybe this one is we do all the Christian things, but when we go home and we get on our computer and we hop on social media or something, we start really attacking people, right? And we can hide behind that. Okay, or we can do all the Christian things, and then behind some of those Christian things, things that we can't see, maybe we can hold some hatred in our heart towards either maybe a sibling you have, hopefully not a spouse, but maybe a spouse or somebody else that you just don't like, and you hold a hatred in your heart, but you hide it behind all these things that you do. Well, here's what happens. When life gets hard and you get stretched, this is what starts to be revealed, is that your life starts to look like a really mixed up pattern of, I see Christian things in there, but I also start to see a lot of nasty stuff. Because when we get stretched, a lot of the darkness that is in each and every single one of us starts to get revealed. And all of this stuff, now our life looks, you know, kind of disconjointed, and it doesn't look like it's all one cohesive, one color, right? So that's a Christian doing. Well, that's the problem when we approach our faith and we think too much about being a Christian is about doing things, when really being a Christian is about walking by the Spirit of God, so that in everything we do, every conversation we have, every time that we sit down to get on our computer, every group that we get involved in, that everything that we do is supposed to reflect the glory of who God is. And it gets to a point that as you walk by God's Spirit, it doesn't matter what you do. What matters is who you are and who you are being. You are being a Christian, somebody that walks into any situation that reflects the light of God. And we need to remember that, especially now, because a lot of us are being stretched. And personally, for me, there's areas in my own life that's being revealed that's like, wow, I maybe need to allow God's light to penetrate that area inside my heart that's being revealed as being, you know, it's kind of dark, you know, it's kind of not good. The way I think about this thing or that thing that I said about that person, that very negative, condescending, divisive, non-peaceful conversation that I am having with others, maybe that doesn't really glorify God. And so we need to be very careful that we don't turn our faith, which is about being somebody that reflects Christ, into just being somebody that just does things, right? So who we are to be people who are of God's light, who reflect God's light constantly, no matter what it is that we do, no matter where we're at. And that is only possible by His Spirit. Now, I got another part or Bible verse I want to share with you, or a little section of scripture. It's Ephesians 4:1. And as I read, I want you to really contemplate or think about these words. And it says this, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Now, this is Paul the Apostle talking. I ask you to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling in which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness. Think about your life right now. Are you walking in humility and gentleness in all those areas of your life, or are you only walking in humility and gentleness in the areas where you're supposed to, in the Christian areas of your life? With patience, showing forbearance to one another in love. This is what we would call virtue, the virtue of who Christ is. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. Meaning this, in all areas of your life, in every single area of your life, every conversation you have, everything that you look at, everything that you are involved in, everything that filters through your TV into your home, in all relationships that you have, you are called to be one that reflects Christ Himself. And that is only possible when you walk spiritually with the Lord. As being somebody who is filled with the Spirit of God, may you emanate the very essence of who God is in all that you do, and grow your faith from not just being a faith that does things, but being a faith that really transforms the mind and the heart of who you are. And in that way, it doesn't matter what you do on a week-to-week basis. As long as it is filled with the goodness and the love of God, it is all glorifying to God. So anyway, love you guys. Be praying for you. I will be praying for you during this season. Take heart. Don't get frustrated at changes. Be slow to speak. Be gentle in everything, all your conversations. Remember the word, it talks about, you know, meditating on the things that are above. Put your mind in the right spot. And if you're having a hard time doing that because you are surrounded by so many negative messages and so many people arguing back and forth, shut it all off. Shut it all off and get to a place where it's quiet. Bring the word with you, bring your Bible with you, and go spend some time just you and the Lord contemplating, reflecting, and thinking about who He is and who He wants you to be. All right, guys, love you, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.